The automotive industry is talking about a major shift to electric and gas electric hybrid vehicles over the next 20 years. To see if drivers are ready for the potential change, WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach went to an area called the Electric Zone at the Car and Truck Show going on through Sunday in downtown Milwaukee. Here's Chuck's report.
The Electric Zone is a first-floor hallway in the Wisconsin Center containing a half-dozen plug-in electric or hybrid vehicles. Just like at the rest of the car show or an auto dealer, people look under hoods and slam doors. With only about 1% of Wisconsin motorists using electric vehicles or EV, the Electric Zone is a place to educate more of the public and for them to share first impressions. By and large, on the day we were at the show, those impressions were not buying yet. After looking at a Tesla sedan, a man who gave his name as Steve said he and his family want something larger.
If there were electric options in a midsize SUV with three rows, we'd be interested.
Doug Herzog thinks electric vehicles are a great idea, and he's encouraging his son to buy one. But the elder Herzog is not in the market right now.
I just retired. I just bought a RV, so not buying yet, but my next vehicle I really will consider it. Environmental conscious is awesome, absolutely.
A visitor who gave her name as Lisa also isn't buying yet, but she hopes EV will bring environmental gains.
Fuel emissions and everything else in the world, try and save it.
Lisa's referring to the presumed environmental benefits of switching away from gasoline-powered vehicles and opting for ones that can be recharged with electricity coming from a power plant that has to meet pollution regulations. Or, as some EV owners are already doing, recharging from solar panels on the roof of homes. Since transportation is now the sector contributing the most greenhouse gases, cleaner cars may be a key route to reducing the harm of climate change. An Electric Zone visitor who gave his name as Charlie predicts EV will grow, but before he buys, Charlie wants more charging stations so people can be confident about plugging in.
I mean, the distance on the cars, the maximum distance is going up, but it's not really feasible for most people yet. But at some point, we'll be able to, you know, fill up your car in 5 minutes instead of 30, and that's the point where I think I'd probably get an electric car.
At this time, the charging stations thought to be fastest are called Level 3. You can get a 200-mile charge, but it takes 1 to 2 hours. Lori Lissick of the group Wisconsin Clean Cities says the public caution about going electric does not bother her. Clean Cities, operated through the U.S. Department of Energy, is sponsoring the Electric Zone. Lissick believes car makers are about to provide more EV options.
I see a lot of the manufacturers are coming on board. We're supposed to have about 22 new models that are coming out next year, all different types, trucks, everything. It's really going to be making an impact.
But just to keep the Electric Zone in perspective, a walk through the rest of the Greater Milwaukee Car and Truck Show indicates maybe where most of the industry is today. There are dozens of gas-fueled sedans and SUVs. And at the Chevrolet display, a company employee was hawking a sports car, the 2020 Corvette Stingray.
It is next generation as well. No matter who you are, when you get into a Corvette, you truly are a superhero.
According to the Energy Department website, fueleconomy.gov, that Corvette gets 19 miles per gallon when combining city and highway driving. And over by the big selection of light and heavy-duty pickup trucks, a woman who gave her name as Melissa says she still wants the huge weight.
Pickups, due to the winter snow, so I prefer trucks for that. Less chance of you sliding, you get through the snow easier.
Melissa says she hadn't heard that Tesla is rolling out an electric-powered pickup truck. She says she'll have to see it to believe it. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
And Thursday afternoon, Ford Motor Company added a prototype of the all-electric 2020 Mustang Mach-E to its exhibit on the third floor of the Wisconsin Center. The Car and Truck Show runs through Sunday.